Questions 4 to 8. Listen to a talk given at an orientation session.
Hi, everyone. My name is Beth Sinclair, and I'm director of Campus Food Services. I'd like to join the previous speakers in welcoming you to Brooks College, and I want to give you some information on a very basic subject, staying well-fed while you're getting your education. Now, most of you will be purchasing meal tickets soon if you haven't already. You should be aware that there are two plans available. Plan A, which is a little more expensive, allows you to have 3 meals a day, 6 days a week. With Plan B, you get 2 meals a day, your choice of breakfast and dinner or lunch and dinner. So once again, Plan A is 3 meals a day, except on Sunday, and Plan B, 2 meals. On Sunday evenings, everyone's on their own, because all the dormitory cafeterias are closed. Food Services does operate some restaurants then, such as the Tiger's Lair over by the stadium, or the Bengal Grill at the student center. But these restaurants don't take meal tickets. Of course, you can always eat at one of the restaurants near campus. Now, say you're living in Donahue Hall, and you have a friend over in Cooper Village. Can you eat with your friend? Sure, because a meal ticket is good at any cafeteria on campus. Just remember to bring your student ID card as well as your meal ticket. Oh, and what if you have a friend living off campus who wants to eat with you one night? That's fine too. One-time meal tickets are available at a very reasonable price. But remember, you may not sell or give your meal ticket to any other person. Just one last note about the food in the dorms. Some people have the idea that all dorm food is bland and tastes the same. That may even have been true here at Brooks College until a few years ago. But these days, we go out of our way to serve fresh, tasty, healthy food. We offer a great variety of dishes to choose from, including many international dishes, and you can always go back for seconds. So we're looking forward to seeing you at mealtimes, and bring your appetite.
Number 4. According to the speaker, how are Plan A and Plan B different? Number 5. Which of the following is closed on Sunday evenings? Number 6. Which of the following must a student bring to meals in addition to a meal ticket? Number 7. According to the speaker, which of the following is not permitted? Number 8. According to the speaker, how have the dormitory cafeterias changed in recent years?